You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. It's going to be another special weekend for Sky Watchers. This is Lisa Berry, and joining me right now is Norbert Vance, director of the Scherzer Observatory at Eastern Michigan University, where he is also a professor. I guess Sunday night's the big night?
It is.
What's happening?
We're going to have an eclipse. Last one visible from our area until May of 2019.
And a supermoon? Everybody loves that phrase. Yeah. I think people just like to say it.
Yeah, I'm hearing that one and blood moon, too. But I'm going to call it the little better than average pumpkin moon.
Ooh, perfect for fall, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, well, explain what this all means.
Well, the reason I say pumpkins is it's going to turn orange, probably some unknown shade, because we just never know what color the eclipse will take on. But everything gets started around 9:07 p.m., a little after 9 p.m., and by 10 after 10, the moon will be fully immersed in the moon in the Earth's shadow. And that'll last for about an hour and 10 minutes. So no special optics need. You can go outside and look up and enjoy. If you have a handy pair of binoculars, that'll be great. But we'll have the telescopes up at Scherzer Observatory open for the public as well.
Do you think people hear the word eclipse and they think, oh, I shouldn't look, it's unsafe?
Yeah, that's true of the solar eclipses, of course, but the lunar one's perfectly safe, and our biggest threat is actually the clouds. We'll see what Mother Nature deals us.
So if it's cloudy, we won't see anything?
Nope. It will be invisible to us, but I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up from some other source.
So you're getting ready to run out to Kensington Metro Park this evening. Tell us about that.
That I am, and myself and many other amateur astronomers from the region every year put on a real big special family event where we have literally dozens of telescopes set up at the Maple Beach site at Kensington. And everyone's welcome to come out, hear specialty talks. In fact, this year our resident expert on the moon, Nicole Zellner from Albion College, will be giving a keynote talk. But you can hear talks, look through dozens of different kinds of telescopes, and learn all kinds of cool things about astronomy, and check out the moon before it goes into the Earth's shadow.
And what time does that begin?
That's 6 p.m. till midnight, both Friday night and Saturday night.
Is there a fee to get in?
Not to the event. The usual Metro Park fee of $7 per car applies.
So you'll be out there on the beach with telescopes set up and we can see the stars. How good, I'm assuming you've done this in the past?
Oh, yes. There's many years doing this.
And what is it like?
It's fun. We get, on occasion, maybe a couple thousand people out there. It's a pretty big event. So all family related. So bring the kids out. They'll enjoy it. Little planetarium set up out there. There's a tent for talks. And again, the telescopes are the big ticket. You can check out dozens of them and see what suits you.
What will you, Norbert Vance, be speaking?
I have in the past, but tonight I just get to enjoy the sky.
Well, that's great. You talked about amateur astronomers, which I definitely am, but I love to take pictures. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken pictures? Is there any tips for that?
Oh, yeah. Our telescopes here at Scherzer are essentially giant telephoto lenses, so we put digital SLR cameras on the back of them all the time and probably do so for this eclipse as well. We commit at least one of our scopes to taking pictures of the moon.
So tonight, Friday night, it's Astronomy at the Beach. Tell us about it one more time.
Astronomy at the Beach, 6 p.m. to midnight. That's just east of US 23 off I-96, Kensington Metro Park, and tomorrow night as well, 6 p.m. to midnight.
And then Sunday night's the big night.
Yes.
And 9 o'clock, start looking for the lunar eclipse?
Yep, the moon's going to get digested by the Earth's shadow.
Norbert Vance, director of the Scherzer Observatory at Eastern Michigan University and professor at Eastern as well, thanks so much for joining us.